Parshas Tzav. The parsha begins with Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu Tzav es Aaron ves banav lemor. Go command Aaron and his sons. And the word Tzav is a very strong term, and Rashi addresses it right away at the very beginning of the parsha. It tells us that the word Tzav is a term of ziruz, to very strongly push somebody to do something. And then Rashi brings this from the Torah's Kohanim, and he brings a comment from Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that we need extra zrizus, b'yoset tzarech ha-kosev v'zareiz, the Torah has to push you extra, b'makom sheyesh bo chisaron kis, in a place where there is a loss of money. When a person's money is at stake, it's going to cost him something out of his pocket, there we need to be pushed stronger and further than we would normally be pushed. Now, the commentators here have a whole discussion exactly what is the loss of money that's involved over here in the Parshas Ola. You look in Orach Chaim HaKadosh, you could look in the Kli Yoker. But this idea is brought down in the Mishnah at the end of Makos, and that is that we like money. And because we like money, we have to be very careful how we act with money. When the Torah tells us in the very beginning of Hilchot Tzedakah how important it is to give tzedakah, he uses a term, ma'od ma'od. Be very, very careful to give tzedakah. Why very, very? Because we like our money, and it's hard for us to part with the money. The Shulchan Aruch uses this term by ribbis, by the prohibition of charging another Jew interest. Ma'od ma'od. Be very, very careful. We use the same terminology by a bribe. A judge has to be so careful not to accept a bribe. Ma'od, ma'od. Very, very careful. And this is because of the Mishnah at the end of Makos. And this is the lesson that Rashi is communicating to us over here from the Torah's Kohanim. Because we like money, we have to be so, so careful how we act with the money. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Hilchos Yom Kippur a couple of times and tells us something very, very interesting. He tells us that the big prosecutor against us is Gezel. If you have a basket full of Averas, which is the Avera that is the one that prosecutes the most? It is Gezel. We find the same thing by the Dor HaMabul. The Mabul, they were terrible people. But Lo Nechtam Gzadinim Ela Ala Gezel. It was because of Gezel that they ultimately were destroyed. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to tell us, this is the beginning of Tuf Reish Vav in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that we have to be so careful to ask questions when it comes to money. Not just questions about what bracha to make, not just questions on Hilchos Shabbos, but on Hilchos money. And says the Mishnah Berurah, the Yetzirah gives us a lot of leniencies, a lot of reasons why something might be mutter, even though it's really not. Kol davar shebamamon lo yismach al hora aso, we shouldn't think that we're entitled to make our own decisions if something like this is permissible or not. We're blinded. It's a shochad. It's a bribe. And therefore, we have to go to someone objective, go to a rav, and the same rav that we're asking our questions on Hilchos Shabbos, we have to ask our questions on Hilchos money. And the end of Siman, Tov, Reish, Zayin, also in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz. They used to have an interesting custom. Maybe some people still have such a custom. That on Erev Yom Kippur, they would give mak makos. The 39 lashes that one is liable for violating a negative commandment. So nowadays we don't have such a thing. But there are those that would do Erev Yom Kippur, a type of makos, to inspire themselves to do tshuva. And there, the Ramah tells us that when one is getting his makos, he should be facing north. Specifically north. Why? Because north is a side that is associated with money based on the pasuk, mitzafon zahav, the gold is in the north. And then the Mishnah Berurah says from the Taz, she'ikir chatas ha'odamu machmas ha'mamon, the main averas of a person are because of money. And the Pele Yoetz, which was written exactly 200 years ago by Rav Papu, he goes according to the Aleph Beis, sort of, and what he says on Kesef over here is unbelievable. He says, just like Chazal tell us that life and death is in the hands of the tongue. We can use our tongue to do great mitzvos, and a person can use his tongue, God forbid, to do terrible averos. Says the Pele Yoetz, it's the same thing with money. Money can be used to do great mitzvos, to support Torah, to support poor people. Great mitzvos can be done with money. But on the other hand, there are so many averos that one can do with money as well. May Hashem bless us with all the money that we need and with the objectivity and the ability to make the right decisions and make our money properly and do all the mitzvahs that we possibly can with the money that Hashem grants us.